The first and most effective skill for dealing with sibling rivalry is to simply ignore it. If kids are arguing and scrapping with one another, turn away from them and even leave the room. If other children, on the other hand, are behaving nicely, turn your attention to them. Say something nice, like, "It really pleases me to see you children enjoying yourself so much." Then spend a few seconds with them to further demonstrate your approval. Avoid with all your might the temptation to dash right in there and lower the boom and put things in order to stop that nonsense. This is ineffective, and in the long term, even makes things worse. If it is the common garden variety, everyday bickering and arguing, just leave it alone. But if there are others who are behaving well, direct your attention to them. I understand perfectly that with society being in the mess that it's in, parents would feel anxious about the behavior of their children. The violence on television, on the streets, and in the schools is so overwhelming that it's no wonder parents want to eliminate in the home anything that even remotely resembles violence. But we must be careful that we don't overreact and feel compelled to turn our children into quiet, demure, compliant, obedient little robots. Sibling rivalry is not violence. It's jousting. It's a way that kids find out about other human beings and what the limits of tolerance are. If, on the other hand, the rivalry becomes cruel and abusive, that is, when name-calling becomes very personal, when children's characters are being attacked, and when the verbal attacks become vicious, they can no longer be ignored. For example, for a brother to call another brother a scumball is one thing, but for him to deride his brother for getting a failing grade in class at school, and then in that context to call him stupid or a retard or some other such name, that is a sign that the conversation has degenerated to the point where it is no longer simple sibling rivalry. It has become an offense to one's character and image of self. At this point, it has exceeded the limits of tolerance. Though one is well advised to just walk away from benign and relatively inconsequential sibling rivalry, parents should not allow mean, vicious, personal attacks to go unattended. When attending to this type of rivalry, a basic rule should apply.